Dr. Susan McDonald, you've taken over as the president of the NLMA. Where do you see this organization going now in the next 12 months?
Well, I think our most critical problem facing the healthcare system today is timely access to care. So that is one of the areas that the NLMA is really focusing on. Patients in many areas of this province are suffering from long wait times and bottlenecks. We have about 90,000 Newfoundlanders and Labradorians without a family doctor. And we know that that leads to poor health outcomes and increased hospital use. So we're very keen to have that addressed.
Recruitment and retention, of course, has always been an issue. And we were recently talking to the mayor of Bonavista, who said part of the problem has to do with how certain healthcare centers and hospitals are classified. Do you share that opinion, or is there more to it than that?
Well, these kind of issues are always far more complex than they appear to be on the surface. So there's a number of factors that look at recruitment and retention, not just the classification of a particular hospital or a particular area. I think for us, one of the biggest issues is that physicians in this province are just not comparable financially with what they can be recruited and retained for in other provinces. We're not even on par with the other Atlantic provinces. Now, we certainly can't compete with our richer provinces to the west, but when you're not even competitive with your local neighbors, it makes it very difficult for us to recruit people here, and then even if you can get them, to hold on to them. And of course, there's more to it than just the money. I was just recently at the recruitment and retention workshop that was hosted by Memorial University on Wednesday, and a number of factors came up. Now, compensation was probably the top level issue that was discussed, but other things like having the entire community welcome and foster a sense of belonging for the new physician and their family is incredibly important. So, like many things, there's far more to it than just meets the eye.
Workload has often been brought to the fore as well. If a family physician, for instance, is one of just a handful or solo in a community, the work-life balance becomes nearly impossible. Is that something you're trying to work through as well?
Absolutely. And that can be addressed in a number of different ways. So one of the ways is how we remunerate our physicians. So if we're competitive with the other Atlantic provinces, we're more likely to be able to get other physicians to come in and join the group, and that spreads out the workload a little bit and makes it easier for everybody. If you also look at the models of payment and how physicians are paid for their work, there are far better models than the ones we're using now. Even our Minister of Health has indicated on several occasions that the models that we're using are pretty outdated and need to be changed. So the NLMA has really been focused on what we call the blended capitation model. And that's a way of providing money for physicians. So it's a two-part thing. It's where each physician would get a fee or amount of money per patient in their practice. And then they would also get a small top-up with every time they saw the patient, so a small fee for service piece. And what that does is it reduces the pressure on physicians to feel that they have to put through so many patients in their clinic just to cover their electricity and rent and internet and that kind of stuff. It also facilitates working in groups and in teams. So when physicians belong to this type of model, they can group together, they can pool resources, they can often have allied health clinicians working alongside them, so maybe a part-time social worker or a part-time physiotherapist. And that helps spread out the work among the most appropriate people within that clinic or that group so that patients get exactly what they need. And when you have a system that is attractive, that people are feeling that they're really providing comprehensive care, the same kind of care they were trained to provide as residents. And so they grew up in that system, and they're allowed to do that once they're out into practice. Then you are more likely to be able to recruit a locum, for example. So somebody who might come out, parachute into your practice for a couple of weeks so that you can take a vacation. And that prevents you from getting burned out and feeling like you just can't cope anymore and then wanting to leave. So there's a number of different factors that are involved.